Hello and welcome to The Week Ahead, your weekly outlook focusing on the key stories and events in Spain and the United Kingdom for the week ahead, Monday the 8th through Sunday the 14th of September 2025. Let's start in Spain. Midweek brings one of the most closely watched corporate updates in Europe as Inditex, owner of Zara, Massimo Dutti and Paul & Bear, publishes results on Wednesday. With consumer spending patterns shifting, investors and policymakers will pay close attention to sales trends, profit margins, and the balance between store and online growth. Culturally and socially, Spain continues to ride the late summer rhythm. The Vuelta a España reaches its final stage on Sunday, concluding 3 weeks of racing that have highlighted the country's landscapes and communities. Expect large crowds and road closures around the finishing circuit as Spain celebrates the end of its grand tour. On the political and government front, ministries are back from the August slowdown. Agendas this week focus on employment policy, energy transition, and early groundwork for the autumn's legislative debates. And now to the United Kingdom. Monday sees Prince Harry return to London for the Well Child Awards, drawing media and public attention. On Tuesday, eyes turn to California for the global launch of the iPhone 17. But closer to home, MPs open a first debate on Diego Garcia and the Chagos Islands legislation, a matter of sovereignty and historical responsibility. That evening, England face Serbia in a World Cup 2026 qualifier. Wednesday brings a televised debate on immigration, shaping the political conversation on one of the most pressing domestic topics. It also coincides with the National Television Awards, a cultural fixture in the UK calendar. Thursday is significant for financial markets and policy makers. The European Central Bank issues its latest interest rate decision, and Westminster will be watching carefully for ripple effects on borrowing costs and currency. The day also marks 6 months since the Birmingham bin strikes began, a reminder of ongoing labour tensions in the public sector. On Friday, the House of Lords begins its historic debate on the assisted dying bill. At the same time, the monthly GDP estimate will be released, offering a snapshot of how the economy is holding up after a challenging summer. The weekend brings demonstrations on Saturday, with opposing protests planned in London, one organized by supporters of Tommy Robinson and the other by Stand Up to Racism. Security and traffic disruption are expected. And on Sunday, sport takes over again as England conclude their T20 cricket series against South Africa. And to close on a positive note, Spain's Vuelta a España provides the uplifting image of the week. From mountain climbs to city sprints, the race brings communities together and showcases the best of the country. As the peloton reaches its finale on Sunday, it marks not just the end of a race, but a celebration of endurance, teamwork, and national pride. That's your Spain and UK outlook for the week ahead. Join us again next time for more of the stories and events shaping the agenda.